This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abam. Welcome, everyone. We have a very big day today. I want to share with you today a number of interesting things. Firstly, Davar Yafa Be'itai. By the way, if you want to get our source sheets or you want to keep updated on upcoming shiurim, you could please subscribe to our bi-weekly, our twice-a-week newsletter. Go to our site, rabbidg.com, and you could subscribe, and you'll get the Ma'ar Mekoymos to your inbox twice a week. Davar Yafa Be'itai. It's now B'chukaisai. B'chukaisai is the parsha we read before Shavuos. The Gemara Megillah even says we read the Teichecha B'chukaisai before Shavuos to be able to apply the principle Tichle Shana V'kilaloseha. Tichle Shana V'kilaloseha. So it's more than just reading the Teichecha before Shavuos, but Parshas B'chukaisai has perhaps the most fundamental, foundational message regarding Limud HaTorah, which is most relevant for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And B'chukaisai Teileichu, Rashi says this is not an admonition to be careful to learn Torah, because to observe the mitzvahs, because it already says in B'chukaisai Teileichu ve'es mitzvaisai tishmeru, to observe the mitzvahs. So it's not referring to mitzvah observance. What is it referring to? Rashi says, Shatiyu Ameilim Atayra. It's referring to toiling in Torah. And this, of course, is a very fundamental lesson before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the importance of not just observing the mitzvahs, the importance of not just learning Torah, but the importance of Ameilus B'Torah, of toiling in Torah, of putting in strenuous effort. This is also connected to the month of the year. We're now in Chodesh Iyar. The Sheved of Chodesh Iyar is Yisachar. Based on the way they encamped in the Midbar, Alpi Nisiyasam, based on the way they encamped in the Midbar, the Sheved associated with Iyar is Yisachar. Yisachar is the paragon of Amelus Batira. The Yisachar is compared to the bony donkey who tilts his shoulder to bear the yoke of Torah. Ve'yid shichmai lisbael, to bear the yoke of Torah. Okay, another important element here that's connected to the time of the year. We always read B'chukaisai after Lag V'Omer, and there's a particular connection between B'chukaisai and Lag V'Omer. My dear friend Rebbe Rafael Ansel showed me in the Sefer Beis Yaakov, of Rabbi Yaakov Liner of Ishbitz. He brings that this is the 33rd parsha of the Torah. Parshas B'chukaisai is the 33rd parsha. Furthermore, there are 33 brachos in the parsha. In the parsha of the Teichecha, there are 33 psukim. And in the Birchas Yaakov, there are also 33 psukim. So we say, in the Birchas Yaakov, there are 33 psukim keneged the Teichecha. Furthermore, in the first pasuk of the parsha, by the way, has 33 letters. Isn't that interesting? There are 33 letters in the first pasuk of the parsha, and there are 33 words in the first three psukim of the parsha. And the first 33 letters are gematria im b'chukaisai. So that's an amazing connection between Parshas B'chukaisai and Lag V'Omer. So for instance, if you, it's the 33rd parsha, and if you count up the letters, if you count up the letters in the first pasuk, you have 33 letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 33 letters. And in terms of the words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. There are 33 words in the first three psukim. So this is, again, an amazing remez to connect Parshas Bechukaisai following Lag BaOmer. Now, there's also a remez to the Rashbi in the first pasuk, based on what the Ben La'ashri writes. He says in Bechukaisai Teleichu ve'es is gematria with the Tevois Hashem Ani ve'Elazar Bani Ha'avois ve'Hamelech Yoisam. It's a remez to what the Rashbi says, that if he joins to him his son and Avram Avinu and King Yoisam, he could pater the whole world. And there's a remez here that the whole koyach of the Rashbi is because he learned the Soidos HaTorah, which are considered chukim. Like Chazal say, b'mufla mimcha bal tidrosh, only to believe the Amunah Shlema. So in any event, because this is the parsha right after Lag BaOmer, we have a remez to the Rashbi as well. Now, the Shem Shmuel brings that the conclusion of Sefer Vayikra is an appropriate preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah. Shem Shmuel says, why do we finish Torah's Kayanim before Shavuos? Because anyone who learns the Torah of the Oila is like he was Makriv in Oila. The Karbonos are Mechaper and are Metaher the Nefesh. And the Iker Tara that comes from above is after you finish something. That's why we make a Suda when we finish Legamra Shel Torah. We make a Suda because the Iker Tara comes when you finish something. Because when you finish a row, the light comes from above, and they make a Suda to be Mechazek that Oyer. Therefore, we finish Taras Kayanim in order for the Tara to come down. And this is a very great Pesach for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay, now this is an open connection between Parshas Bechukaisai and the Zman of the year. There are 49 klalos in Parshas Bechukaisai, like Rashi says in Nitzavim. And if you look in the Sefer Afike Mayim, or Moshe Shapiro, he says that the 49 klalos of Bechukaisai correspond to the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. Our avodah in the 49 days of Sfira is to transform the curse of Moav. The Arizal's Megala, that Moav is Gematria 49, and the root of the curse of Moav is from Loit, a Lashon of Lametes, and on Shavuos, Mashiach ben David is born. So think about it. You have 49 days of Sfira. The 49 days of Sfira are to overcome and to counteract the power of the curse of Mayav, the 49 points of curse of Mayav. And if we're successful in overcoming the curse of Mayav in these 49 days, then we'll be zoicha to the ultimate bracha that emanated from Mayav, namely Mashiach ben David. So that means this time of the year is designated to overcome and to counteract the curse of Mayav. Therefore, we read the 49 klalos of Bechukaisai during the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. We could add as follows. The klala began when the Bnei Yisrael were mezane with the Bnei Yisrael with Shevet Shimon. The Ramami Panu is Megala, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva that died in B'Magefa, they were Nizgalgel. The 24,000, 24,000 members of Shevet Shimon that died in the Magefa, they were Nisgalgal as the students of Rabbi Akiva. So the students of Rabbi Akiva are a tikkun for the chait with Mayav. Therefore, we could say that we specifically, during the Zman of Sfira, we want to overcome the curse of Mayav. Think about it. The curse of Mayav began when the Bnei Shimon were Mezana with them. They were Nizgalgel with the students of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, it's during this time of the year, during the time of Sfira, that we're trying to misakein this Klala, which is apparent in the 49 curses of the Teichacha. This comes out very amazing, that Chodesh Iyar is Keneged Shevet Shimon, according to the Seder that the Shvatim were born, which is the Shita of the Megala Amukos, the Maral, and the Ravid. So, again, the idea is that the 49 curses that we read in B'chul Kaisai correspond to the 49 days of Svira. This force of 49 curses was activated when the Bnei Smayav were Mezana with the Bnei Shemayin, and they were in Nizgalgel and the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, during this time of the year, during the time of Svira, when we're trying to be Mesakein, the chait of the Bnei Shimon, which is the month, this is the month of Shimon, therefore we read about these klalos specifically this time of the year. Now, I want to share with you something, and we're going to come back to this in the next segment. The Sefer Likutei Shoshanim of Rav Shamshin of Ashtapol, he interprets the pasuk v'chol ma'asar v'tzoin kol asher yavar tachas hashavet ha'asiri yi ha'kodesh Hashem. The Sefer Likutei Shoshanim of Rav Shamshin of Ashtapol writes that this pasuk is a remez to the murder of Rabbi Akiva, that the misa of the Asar Haruge Malchus was a tikkun for the sin of Mechiras Yosef. We know that the 10 martyrs atoned for the sin of the sale of Yosef. And the Misa of Rabbi Akiva was a tikkun for the Shechina. In other words, 9 of the brothers were involved in selling Yosef, and they joined the Shechina along with them. And to be misaking that, the 9 of the Asar Rugi Malchus were misaking for the Shvatim, and Rabbi Akiva was in the place of the Shechina. Why was Rabbi Akiva in the place of the Shechina? Because he's the one who darshened L'Rabbi's Tamid Chachamim. And he equated Tamei Chachamim to God, so to speak. So he's able to be in lieu of God. So we could ask, why is Rabbi Akiva Merumas Dafka at the end of the Torah in Parshas B'chul Kaisai? What's Rabbi Akiva doing here? We could say as follows. We brought earlier that what do we celebrate on Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is the day the students stopped dying. Okay, great, they stopped dying. That's because they were all dead. And the Rama Mipano explains that there was a survivor. Really, the decree was on Rabbi Akiva as well. But Rabbi Akiva survived. So Lag BaOmer is the day of rejoicing in the salvation of Rabbi Akiva, because the decree was on him as well. So now you could ask, we just had Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the day of the salvation of Rabbi Akiva. So you might wonder, well, now that Lag BaOmer is passed and Rabbi Akiva was saved, so why in fact did he die? So therefore we read in the Parsha, right after Lag BaOmer, Ho'asiri, the 10th, Rabbi Akiva, Yia Kodesh Lashem. That's Merames, that Rabbi Akiva died because he's connected to Shechina, and he was killed to be misakein the participation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mechiras Yosef. So we are Merames to the death of Rabbi Akiva, because in the aftermath of Lag BaOmer, you may wonder, so why in fact did Rabbi Akiva die? And the answer is, he died to atone for Mechiras Yosef. Okay. One more idea. We know that the yard site of the Rama is on Lag BaOmer. And the Rama's yard site will always come out in the weeks of Emar, Bahar, and B'chul Kaisai. So in the Sefer, Rabbeinu Shimon Sefer, he brings that after his Patira, Rabbi Bunim darshaned on Lag BaOmer in the Beis HaKnesses of the Rama in Krakow, and Rabunim said as follows. He said, Emar Bahar B'chukaisai. Lag BaOmer always falls out on one of these 3 weeks. To me, Merames, Emar as Oisiois Rama. The Rama's Psakim to us are as if Bahar, as if they were given on Har Sinai, B'chukaisai, as a statute to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So that's another connection between the Parshios that we read and the time of the year. Here we're connecting the Patira of the Rama to the Parshios that we read during this time of the year. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that will be the first segment for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.